Secret Service agent placed on leave after Facebook post claiming Charlie Kirk couldn't circumvent karma. By Jasmine Jordan on September 12, 2025. The U.S. Secret Service has placed one of its agents on administrative leave and revoked his security clearance after a social media post regarding assassinated Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk went viral. Anthony Powell, identified by Real Clear Politics as a current Secret Service agent, posted Wednesday that Kirk had spewed hate and racism on his show and added, "At the end of the day, you answer to God and speak things into existence. You can only circumvent karma, she doesn't leave." The post, which circulated within the Secret Service community, drew alarm from colleagues, one of whom told Real Clear Politics that the comments were troubling for someone sworn to protect the rights of all Americans, including their political speech. Secret Service Director Sean Curran addressed the matter in a memo to staff Thursday night, writing that politically motivated attacks in the United States are increasing, seemingly every day, and that employees must be focused on being the solution, not adding to the problem. Curran reminded personnel that agents swear an oath to conduct themselves with the highest standards of conduct on and off duty, and that any actions drawing the wrong kind of attention compromise the trust required to carry out the agency's mission. A spokesperson for the Secret Service said in a statement, "The U.S. Secret Service will not tolerate behavior that violates our code of conduct. This employee was immediately put on administrative leave, and an investigation has begun." Powell is currently in phase two of his career and not on a detail regularly charged with protecting the president, though agents can be reassigned to cover major events involving high-level officials. His social media history also included posts critical of President Donald Trump and his administration. Other public servants are facing investigations and discipline after posting about Kirk's killing. Breitbart News has reported on teachers across multiple states who have been suspended or fired for mocking or celebrating Kirk's assassination online, including educators in Massachusetts, South Carolina, North Carolina, Iowa, Texas, and Ohio. A new website, charlesmurderers.com, has begun collecting examples of individuals posting celebratory messages, claiming more than 20,000 submissions. Military service members have also drawn scrutiny for social media posts justifying the shooting. Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth stated this week that such behavior would be addressed immediately and called it completely unacceptable. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell emphasized it is unacceptable for military personnel and Department of War civilians to celebrate or mock the assassination of a fellow American. Charlie Kirk was fatally shot in the neck on September 10 while speaking to students at Utah Valley University. He was transported to a nearby hospital, where he was pronounced dead.